Christ is among us. We live in a society that is obsessed with going up. From our careers to our bank accounts, and from our muscles to our portfolios and our companies, everything is supposed to grow, to go up. This is what the Bible would call the wisdom of this world, which is foolishness with God. According to scientists, the great mystery of life appeared in deep-sea hydrothermal vents in the newly formed oceans of the earth, as also the second verse of the Bible reveals that the life-giving Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. So, the great and yet not understood miracle of life did not occur on the peaks of the mountains of the earth, but in the deepest areas of the planet. From there, from deep down in the hydrothermal vents of the oceans, life emerged and eventually spread all over the world. For this reason, when a human being decides to become a new being in Christ, to be born again or from above, such a person is not taken to the top of a mountain, but down to a river or a lake, down to water, down to the baptismal font, because the only way of going up is by going down. When a person is baptized, that person is immersed, is dipped under, this being the meaning of the biblical Greek word baptizo. The person is dipped under in the primordial element of creation to die to himself or herself and to be resurrected to a new life in Christ. How is this happening? The process is very similar to the appearance of life on earth. A part of the ground caves in. Water accumulates in the newly deepened area of the earth, which becomes a new womb for new life on earth. In the same way, when a human being gives up the egoic pursuit of going up and decides to lower his or her spirit and to go down into the water of baptism, such a person makes room for the grace of God, most often compared in the Bible to a liquid as water or oil, to come within him or her. When we intentionally and purposefully go down within us, humble ourselves, then the grace of God and everything and everyone with it, because the grace of God penetrates everything and everyone, comes within us, and we become a fountain of life ourselves, or streams of living water will flow from us. This is why the Lord says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Or St. Peter, quoting the book of Proverbs, would say, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." These Bible verses express a universal truth revealed from the first forms of life on earth, to the formation of oceans and lakes, and to the seed that goes down into the ground and dies in order to bear much fruit. I know that humbling ourselves, putting our ego to death, is one of the hardest things for us to do, but it is the only thing that works and brings us into a loving communion and harmony with the grace of God, the people, and the world around us. Have you been struggling with a son or daughter, husband or wife, mother or father, or an in-law or a co-worker who is not listening to you and opposing you every step of the way? Are you getting tired of this? What about trying not to give in, but to cave in? Try to humble yourself and to make room within you for the other one. Try to question yourself and your absolute certainty that you know what is best for the other one, and listen to him or to her. Cave in so that the other one does not feel opposed and intimidated by you, but loved and accepted. Don't try to be an imposing Mount Everest, because everyone will try to conquer you, but be a deep sea, and everyone will want to snorkel within your deep, blue, calm, and warm waters. Quit trying to go up. Go down, and everything and everyone will come to you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With faith, hope, and love, yours in Christ, Father Cosmin Sicco.